with Talking Health, I'm Lepe Banjo. IVF, otherwise known as in vitro fertilization, is the original test tube baby technique. It was developed more than 30 years ago for the treatment of women with damaged fallopian tubes, and this remains an important reason for the treatment today. All IVF treatments begin with a course of hormone therapy to stimulate the development of several follicles in the ovary. These are collected as eggs, which are then fertilized in a test tube to create several embryos. Between 2 and 5 days in an incubator, one or two of these embryos are transferred through to the uterus, where implantation occurs and pregnancy begins. However, in IVF, as in natural conception, not every embryo implants to become a pregnancy, which is why surplus embryos are frozen. Freezing is now an essential part of every clinic's IVF program. The most widely reported side effect associated with IVF is a multiple pregnancy. There is also a very small risk that some women will overreact to the hormone drugs used to stimulate the ovaries, but ultrasound and hormone monitoring during this drug treatment phase usually ensures that any risk is avoided. Egg collection can be uncomfortable and is often performed with a local anesthetic. As with other types of fertility treatment, success rates in IVF decline once patients reach the age of 35 or so. Many celebrities have used IVF to help make their families bigger, including Kim Kardashian, George and Amal Clooney, and even more recently, Beyonce and Jay-Z. For more information, please visit the NHS website. With Talking Health, I'm Lepe Banjo.